From Wednesday, UCAT, a catechesis written by young people for young people, is out in the bookshops. With a foreword by Pope Benedict and under the direction of Cardinal Christoph Schönborn, the Guide to the Catholic Faith will be present in the backpack of every young person taking part in World Youth Day in Madrid, Spain this August. The project began on the initiative of Pope Benedict himself, who in his foreword invites young people to be more deeply rooted in their faith than the generation of their parents.
I feel that new generations of young people are very active for evangelization, and they need us to receive formation and so on, but the Holy Spirit is making great work.
Father Eric Jacquinet is a young French priest originally from Lyon and member of the Emmanuel community, who now heads up the youth office at the Vatican's Council for the Laity. Father Eric says that Pope Benedict is concerned about young people, that he wants them to know their faith, to have it at the tip of their tongues and their fingertips, so they can be strong in their faith for themselves and for others.
The great concern of the Pope about the young people is very attentive. That's a bit surprising because he seems to be an old Pope and he often spoke about the emergency of education.
He said this for others is an essential part of the initiative of UCAT because young Catholics are often the best missionaries among their peers. Many observers, however, have often noted that an entire generation, if not two, are missing from church pews in many developed countries. In a world and among a generation where the phrase, "I believe in God, but I don't believe in the church," is becoming increasingly frequent, I asked Father Eric what the church is doing to reach out to the children of this missing generation. And also, while tens of thousands of committed Catholic young people gear up for the week-long World Youth Day event, what about the tens of thousands of other young people who have drifted away from the church, who are no longer members of parishes, who have never known the faith, and even those who are simply curious but don't know how or where to begin?
For him, for the Pope, it's very clear that the root of all the problems the young people deal with are the absence of God. He explained that the young people need to find God, opening three books, the book of the nature, the creation, the book of the revelation, the Bible, and the word of God. And the book of the story, as educators, we have to help the young people to open these three books and to find God and to be able in our new culture, very secularized, to be able to recognize the presence of God. And they are able to, when they have found the Lord, to be missionaries. I'm very touched by the fact that a lot of young people converted, finding Christ, are able to be missionaries themselves, to announce Christ to their friends.
We're seeing this as a growing phenomenon in a lot of developed and developing countries. We think perhaps of the likes of South Korea, where there is an increasing number of young people who are converting to Christ. We think also of North America, where there is a huge movement among young Catholics. But what about old Europe, countries where young people, instead of falling away from the church? I know there's no magic solution, but are there any ideas?
I feel that we found in the old continent very strong groups able to offer to young people the experience of the presence of Christ in their life. And I'm very touched by the fact that John Paul II, with the World Youth Day, created, founded a new generation very present in European countries, able to offer a strong experience, a spiritual experience of Christ. I found that in France, for example, but also in other European countries, we have little groups. They are not very important as number of young people, but very strong to offer the experience, the spiritual experience of Christ. And they are very clear on the fact that we have to go till the cross of Christ and to offer a spiritual experience of prayer. Because a lot of young people doesn't know a time of silence, for example, but they are able to spend one night of prayer, of Eucharistic adoration. Because we are in a society where experience is the sign of the truth. They are looking for experiences. So we have to offer to young people experiences. Come, spend 2 days with me in retreat, in a pilgrimage, in the World Youth Day 1 week, and you will discover something.
Young people is a very general term, no? It can group anyone from the age of 13 to, well, if we're in Italy, 40, but in most other countries, between 18 and 35.
I think we have to first to help them to make little choices. For example, a lot of groups help the young people to make the choice to pray 10 minutes every day. That's a huge commitment. And when young people accept to enter that way, they can be ready to hear the call of the Lord to give themselves as a priest, as a religious. You say that young people, youth is a very large word. Yes, we have to understand that there are different ages. Teenagers is a very important age because very often they are at school, we can reach them and work with the teenagers, even if they are in crisis. But
the age of questions, no?
Yes, age of questions, and that's a very interesting age. When we can reach them, if not, that's much more difficult.
But that's not always easy in the schools, because not in every country religion is actually taught in the schools. And this is where perhaps the new communities and the new movements come into play and why they are so important, no? Even within the parish structures themselves. You yourself belong to the Emmanuel community, but there are many other movements for young people. How difficult is it to reconcile the youth ministry within the diocese and these new communities, new movements?
I think there's a great complementarity between movements and parishes and diocese. I feel that we have to work together. In some parishes, we are able to create a group of young people, but in some parishes, we are not able. We need the movements. So there is a complementarity between parishes and movements. Very clearly.
The more the merrier. Quite often, friends of mine or people who are younger than me, they will say to me, we don't need the church. This is a common concept among young people nowadays. If you ask them, do they believe in God? They say yes.
Sure.
If you ask them, are they Christian? Do they believe in the church? They say no. How do we bring young people and the church closer together?
The answer to that question is friendship link we have with them. They don't know, they don't understand the church as a structure, they don't understand, but they understand when we are friends with them. Don Bosco was very attentive to that point, to be close to them. So if we are part of their friends, they recognize that they need us. Also because, another point important, that they don't understand the rules, the commandment, the moral of the church. And very often they're not able to understand because they are in a new culture where only what you feel good is good. That's what Pope Benedict called the relativism. They have to be helped to think about it, because they have to answer the roots, the reason why the church is giving them a clear message that's for their happiness. We have a great work to reconcile the moral approach of the church and them.